Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
Glint, in this dream, you have a surprising amount of control over your person.
Hello, my name is Atala. Welcome to our village.
The visitors with the sharp teeth.
Oh, vampires? Yes.
Yeah, the vampires, right, exactly, sure. Yeah.
There is a combat circle not too far away from here. You notice that there's something in the fire.
Ooh.
And you could swear that right where the pot was, there is a little space that's shaped like a ring that is not burning in the fire.
I challenge you to a duel. Right now.
You are immediately induced into a rage.
Perfect.
Hey, man, one hell of a finishing move.
This, like, blue fire slowly is connecting to the other mushrooms. Coming out of the swampy woods is a zombified giant crocodile. It bursts through the fire. It runs through, and that fire takes out half of its health.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right,
okay,
sure. Good.
It is immediately bloodied.
Gage, can it run through the fire again, just the other way?
You do notice that there are two saddles on its back where someone must have rode to town on it.
I wonder who.
Leadhead uses ready to action because he was prepared for this.
It's my boy.
He gets a 12, which does hit.
So proud.
So that might be something to take note of. And he takes a chunk out of it with his club. All right.
So proud.
Glint, you're up.
Would you say that... Would you say that a zombie crocodile, a zombie alligator, is undead? Now think before you answer.
Yes, it is undead.
And how about a vampire?
Also undead.
Okay, all right. That's good for me to know.
Yeah.
That is good. I did forget that that's something I could do as a cleric.
Who said that? But man, it's just tough because we didn't take any naps after the last time we fought crocodiles.
Really tough for our casters.
This is very difficult for me.
What about a potion? Do you have a fun potion you could use?
You know, I do not.
Davey's ready to go, man.
Davey is ready to go.
We got a fire breath potion last time.
Snaps, who is outside of the circle of fire, is yelling at Ridley, saying that next time he addresses Sue, that he needs to say, "Yes, chef."
Oh.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna Indiana Jones this vampire and just whip him again with my electrified whip, the Spark Lash.
Yep.
Let's see. He's got to succeed on a strength saving throw or be pulled up to 10 feet in a straight line toward me and then take 1d8 lightning damage.
Okay. 12 minus 2. He gets a 10.
Perfect. He does not succeed.
How much closer do you want him?
Right there's good. Right there's good. And he takes a full 8 lightning
damage. Oh,
that's
pretty good.
From that d8.
So that was a 30. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Not for Glint. I'm going to try to refresh myself on what Davey's actual attacks are.
Davey is pretty great. He can use that spell that you used last turn. He also has a little melee attack that he can use.
Force-empowered rend, is that what that is?
And then also, whenever it's not his turn, he can get close to you and deflect anyone who attacks you or anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Davey's going to run up and he's going to like reach out his hand toward toward this vampire, toward Elm. And he's also going to cast Shocking Grasp like Glint did last turn. But it's going to look like one of those like joke buzzers that's in your hand that you like play a prank on somebody.
Yeah.
So he's going to reach out and just grab Elm by the hand.
For very Shocking good. Grasp. You can roll to hit like you're using a spell attack.
That is a 6 plus 5, 11.
You're blessed, and so technically you can add that. You can add a
D4.
Would another one help me out?
It is not going to do it. Davey's frustrated. And
so is Glint, like, and so is Doge.
He, at the end of your turn, he sticks the ribbon out of his mouth and...
Yeah, we both in concert.
Fiddles.
Okay, so I think Fiddles would have drawn the bow with the superheated arrow in the arrowhead. Mm-hmm. And I think Fiddles would have pointed it at the Zombadile as it burst through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But then out of the corner of his eye, seeing Davey step close to an enemy, I think Fiddles would immediately snap and turn and take aim at the smoke feller and is going to do the same thing again, like a big, deep breath in, a slow breath out, and Fiddles is going to take steady aim with a bonus action at the smoke feller to receive advantage on this attack roll.
Yep, roll the hit.
That is a nat 20.
Quick.
Let's go. Quick. Okay.
Let's go. Nat 20.
Roll double damage, and then Donnie, you get a fun opportunity of getting to roll here too.
Roll double damage, as in roll it and then roll it again?
Basically, double the dice for an arrow.
This is also going to be a sneak attack. Does that double or no?
That does double.
Oh,
it doubles
my
the dice gosh. You get to use. So what is that, like 8d6?
So I'm going to roll it once with the sneak attack damage. So that is a grand total of 7. This is also a flaming arrow now, like a fire arrow, because
that's
of the super
right. That's when I come in.
Oh, got I'll it. So do I just roll that one more time, Gage?
Give me one more d6 and give me... What's your sneak? Is it a d6?
My sneak attack is... 2d6.
Okay, so give me 3d6.
That is an additional 14.
Okay. So 25 before resistances. Donnie, let's get 48.
21 okay. Before resistances.
Oh, sorry. This is 25, yeah.
So yeah, 48. This is the... And this would be like glowing red.
Uh-huh.
That's 13 more.
Okay. So... With this superhero heated arrow, you hear this like as it sticks into this vampire who just explodes in this like shadowy ash.
Oh my god.
Glint's gonna wide-eyed wipe ash off of his face and just turn and give a thumbs up to Fiddles.
I think Fiddles does like an air fist bump to Davey.
Davey is trying to hit all the ashes with the buzzer on his hand.
So good. Yes.
Ridley, you're up.
Yeah, Ridley is going to run over to the Zombadile and say, nice shot. And I'm going to get close and try and hit him with my glaive. All right. 10 plus 4, 14.
Hits.
Okay. So... first roll damage here. 9 plus 2 plus 2 from the rage is 13.
Okay.
And then radiant damage is an additional 2 damage.
Nice.
However, I one of my channel divinity is a thing called Fury of the Tides. As a bonus action, you bolster your attack, and once per turn, when you hit a creature with a weapon, you can choose to push that target 10 feet away from you.
Let's actually go.
It only says creature.
This counts.
That's a big one.
This counts. Uh-huh. So I would like to push the zombie crocodile with my Jesus glaive into the blue fire mushrooms.
Would you like to describe how it dies, or can I take this one from you?
I would really love for you to take this one from me.
As you run forward, everybody can see that your eyes are like glowing red, just completely infuriated. And you go for that uppercut swing and hit it right under its jaw. And it lifts up from the ground. The water's from the swamp. You can see like the mud starting to form under it as the water starts to just explode up in this geyser that flips it backwards into the fire where it disintegrates. The chameleon folk who have been surrounding the circle are giving like golf claps.
Fiddles whispers, he's been glaiving himself for scarage.
All right. After...
Now we're stuck in a ring of burning mushrooms, right?
Othala comes forward and her hands start to glow and the mushrooms glow brighter and then they just dim and the fire goes out. Thank you for taking care of our pests. We really appreciate it. We really do. And we would like to offer you the ring that you took from the fire as payment.
Forgot it.
And it's been cooled down.
Sue is so embarrassed. They are just a mess.
If you are the cook, you should take this. It just cook with it and see what happens. It will be very cool.
Yeah, you know, I would just I would be honored. Thank you.
Fiddles sidles up to Sue and just grabs their hand and pats it on the back and just says, I don't know if this makes you feel better or worse, but I forget stuff all the time. Don't worry about it.
I think Glint is, number one, pretty freaking banged up from this fight. 7 out of 35 HP. Maybe a bloody lip, maybe a bleeding nose. And I think he's pretty pissed at these chameleon folk. And I don't know that he would do anything about that, but I think that he is probably maybe one HP away from kind of popping off at Othala and calling her a coward for making us do their dirty work for them.
Othala,
I love the inner narration of like, my character is not doing this, but this is what my character wants to do right now.
Othala.
He's holding his tongue. Glint really is about to say something to
visibly Othala, frustrated, I assume.
Ridley attacks Glint for one HP.
Othala kind of narrows her eyes and sees the hesitant but frustrated expression on Glint's face and sort of someone who's trying to comfort you but is not familiar with like physical touch gestures, like sort of delicately like puts her paw on your shoulder and is like, oh, thank you. And we would love to offer you respite here. And I am sure that some of my fellows here would like to offer you wisdom and services for what you have taken care of for us. And so we have some beds and hammocks, and we have more food, and perhaps they will approach you and share what they might offer you.
Glenn's going to shrug his shoulder and get her hand off of his shoulder.
I'll take that bed, please.
Hammock!
There's another one of these huts that clearly has not seen a ton of use. And inside there are a bunch of like beds full of straw. And outside there's a couple hammocks connected to the trees nearby. But one of the chameleon folk approach you as you're walking inside. It's like,
I would like to thank you. They know me as Krent, and I found this and would like to offer it to you as thanks. And he has like a full body mirror that has this like really ornate edges. It's like, I have heard that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you should say kindness to yourself. He can barely carry it. He's trying to give it to to Ridley.
Ridley spends whatever the rest of the time is on the rage, just, you know, sort of like screaming at the moon.
You have about 12 seconds.
Cool. So there's an awkward 12. And then, yeah, no, Ridley says, well, did he introduce himself as Krent?
I am Krent.
Krent, goodness, thank you for this this gift. It looks like it's taken just about everything out of you to give this to me. Where did you come from with this mirror?
Where did I come from, or where did the mirror come from?
I think both.
I came from my house.
Is it right there?
It's like across. It's like right next to where the dining hall was.
Great.
I came from, camera just pans over to just a house that looks like all the other houses. It's like when Nacho was staying in just outside the village.
Yes.
The mailbox just says Krent.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a little paw print on it.
Above the doorway to his house, there's like a sign that says General Store. And I got the mirror from the swamps. It sunk when the ship crashed.
That'll happen. Okay. Well, thank you for the nice mirror. Krent, thank you for pointing out your house, too. Are you the shopkeeper of the city here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm out of uniform. It is my day off.
Hey, that's okay. Not all heroes wear aprons every day.
I wear a tie.
All right. My kind of man. Krent, would you happen to be open in the morning? I know our crew could definitely use a refresh on some supplies.
I was not going to for religious observations, but I will open for you. And also, I heard some suspicions about this dragon, and so I'm reconsidering.
You know, we're all...
Oh, no, Krent is deconstructing.
It's all deconstruction and reconstruction. That's exactly where I was going.
I heard you mention many things about this savior of the fish, and I'm curious.
Oh, my God.
Maybe when I'm a little bit more recharged, we can have a deep philosophical discussion on what I do and do not believe in.
This is great. As long as it does not interfere with my business practices, we will be good.
No, no, no. It's actually very pro-business, what I believe in. You're going to be amazed at how pro-business my beliefs are.
This is what I've been seeking. I was in the middle of selling weapons to prepare people for the end of the world, but...
yeah, that actually fits in here, too.
Perfect. Well, I hope you enjoy my token of thank you. And
token
I
would, of thank you.
Would love you and your friends to come visit in the morning. I will even give
Krent
discount.
Kicks ass, dude.
Krent, gosh, thank you for the discount. Thank you for the mirror. So I'm supposed to say nice things in here?
About yourself. That is what I have heard, that it is good to do this.
Is that like a solo activity, or can we do it as a group?
Affirmations.
Krent feels uncomfortable with praise in front of others.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, Krent. Thank you so much. You have a good night. We'll see you in the morning.
Yes, we'll do. And he dives into the water.
Bye.
I'm imagining that we're walking in like permanent swamp, so he just is like, I could see his eyes. But he's just like basically laying on the ground.
There's a river that runs through the town. So okay. Just belly flops onto the ground.
Like, how is he swimming so fast?
He's crawling.
Are we at our cabins yet? Glint slams the door so freaking hard.
Wait, we all have the same cabin.
He beat you there. He slams the door in whoever's face is behind him.
I think Sue will just give the mom knock where it's like, hey, Glint, buddy, are you in there?
It's unlocked. I didn't lock it.
I just, I always want to ask permission first to enter your space. Can I come in?
Sue is cool, man.
Yes. Come in.
Sue will walk in and they're going to sit next to Glint, leave a little bit of space, but sit next to him on, I'm assuming, the bed. I kind of picture him. I don't know if he's like pouting. I feel like he's got like his all tensed up.
Big time. Big time.
And so she's just going to go up to him and she'll be like, I feel like you've got some big feelings right now.
I've never felt the way that I felt today while we were fighting. I was thrilled. I was excited to protect my friends. And then things seemed to go belly up for me. I almost lost my friends. Opportunity knocked. Opportunity called and I couldn't do anything. All I could do was swing my little whip around and shoot my little crossbow bolts, and I couldn't stop them from trying to hurt you all.
That must have been really scary. But you know you're not alone, right? It's not all on you.
I've never had people in my life before who I need so desperately. And for a moment, for a split second, the thought of not having those people in my life anymore, I have overreacted. And I apologize for that.
You don't have anything to be sorry for. You're feeling your feels. You. I can tell how much you care for these people. I care for these people. That's what a family is. And you're in our family. And it's okay to feel big feelings when you're worried about them.
I think Glint's just going to give a nod and say thank you. You're in my family too.
Give him a little pat on his hand, if he'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's get some rest.
Blast you with the Tempestus.
Sue, when you walk to your what you've claimed is your corner of the room, you look down at the ring you got, and it seemed to respond to what you were saying. It was a simple gold band, but this like navy blue light is like shining and going around the band. It looks like the night sky, and it has attuned itself to you. This is the Ring of Ambrosia. And once per short rest, you can cast Aid without expending a spell slot. You can use the spell slot of your choice. So at second level, with the second level spell slot, you could give everybody 10 HP for the whole day.
Love it.
Sick.
Very Sue. She's going to slip it on her finger.
Can we come inside or?
Oh, yeah. Come on in. We're good.
Glint's going to open the door and just give you guys all the like, the good game high five, like after a youth soccer game, as you walk past him.
Donnie hadn't walked in yet.
Davey is outside on like this wooden boardwalk looking thing, and he is he's reached into the water and shocked a fish and then turns around and gives you a thumbs up.
Donnie comes up a little bit later, and he's got a platter that would have been familiar from what was offered earlier during their dinner, like sit down time, and it's empty. There's just a bunch of like crumbs on it. And he looks down and he's a little bit shocked. And he's also just kind of like swaying a little bit and looking around at everything. He's like, I swear I got one of those brownies for each one of you. Something must have happened on something must happen on the walkover. And he just starts like cracking up and he just can't. He's like, oh wait, shit, like Sue and something must have happened over here. He's trying to pick up on social cues, but he's super giggly. He's like trying to bring it back down to where it's just like hissing for a little bit. And then he's just like, whatever. Like he's just like trying to just keep getting tickled. And he's just like walking over. He's like, Mom, sorry. I'm fine. And then like just kind of like stumbles in.
Cool.
Ridley, did you put the mirror in the room?
Yeah, I think I did. Not with any amount of intention, right? Just put it down. But I think it's reflecting some portion of the room.
Donnie, when was the last time you saw yourself in a reflection?
I mean, a mirror swallowed me up.
That's right.
If we want to count that.
A couple days ago.
That'd be the last time I saw myself. I don't know how he's feeling about that.
In your current state, do you avoid the mirror?
I don't know, man. I think he's tripping out a little bit. I think he might think there's another Donnie. Again, maybe some flashbacks.
When everybody enters the room, Davey comes in last and closes the door and pauses in front of the mirror, and his hand comes up and is sort of like remarking on the features that he has. Glint, you can roll an insight check.
10 plus 0, 10.
Davey seems to be exhibiting, if you were unsure of whether he had like a conscious brain and emotional life, this has almost assuredly confirmed that for you.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to him and just put my hand, you know, he's about 3 feet tall, 2 feet tall. He's a little bitty. I'm going to put my hand like between his shoulder blades. You like what you see, buddy? Strong jaw, huh?
He grins up at you and gives a slow nod of his head. And then he points at the button and gives you like the thumbs up.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. I saw you. You got that fish for us. Thanks. Way to go. Way to use your head. That's a pretty ingenious, you know, when I built you that buzzer, I never once imagined you'd be using it to catch food for me and my friends.
He turns towards the mirror and gives himself a fist bump in front of it. And you see these like wisps of magic come from the mirror and envelop him. And he gives a little jump. And then he flexes.
Yeah, cool. Big muscles there, buddy. Can I roll an Arcana check to see if I can figure out what just happened? Can. 3 plus 5, 8.
Oh. You could tell that some sort of magical effect happens with when someone gives themselves a compliment in front of the mirror.
I think Glint's going to step up to the mirror and just to test his hypothesis, be like, whisper, so none of you guys hear. Glintwood Thistlewick, your friends like you, they want to be around you, and they're happy you're in their family.
Can I please roll perception to see if I hear it?
Glint, if you don't want her to hear it, you can roll like a deception with advantage.
I think there has never been any deception in Glint's heart in his entire life. So I think he's fully engrossed in this. I think he would not notice if Sue was eavesdropping. Okay.
Then with a 13, Sue, you do hear it. The mirror glows, but no wisps come out. It seems that the full properties of this mirror have not been fully understood by you.
Hmm. It's stupid anyway. And he turns around and walks back to his bed.
Everybody can take a long rest. During the night, Glint, you have another one of these dreams.
Good.
Where you seem to be at the edge of a large forest. Two familiar people are at this forest with you. First was that wizard who you helped at the end of your last dream.
Dale, right?
You are Dale.
I am Dale.
I don't believe you caught that wizard's name.
Okay.
He has a baby gorilla. Like, he's holding one. These trees are easily 300 feet tall. The captain of the ship from your last dream is here. And he is, he has a potion that has a nozzle on it. And he's pouring it over a handful of seeds. Also here, there's a wagon behind you. And there is a woman inside the wagon with a hood on who seems to be covered. She's specifically cowering in the shade of the wagon. And there's another pregnant elf woman who is with the four of you near the trees.
Captain, I seem to have had a momentary lapse. I'm sorry. What was it you asked me to help you with again?
Dale, it seems the heat's gotten to you again.
Right, yes. Heat exhaustion. I must be dehydrated. Well,
I'm infusing these seeds to help the wood grow, and I need you to use your gust to spread it out along the land. We're hoping to grow this forest even larger.
Sure, sure. Obviously. And that's for, clearly, we both know and remember from before. That's for the monkey and his family. Ape. I'm sorry. The ape and his family. You know how important taxonomy is.
Yes. Anna, will you speak with your husband for a moment? It seems that he has a moment of exhaustion. You can take him to the shade. And this pregnant elf, Anna, grabs your hand and pulls you. And is, she pulls a rag out of her pocket and wipes your forehead. It's like, honey, are you okay?
Yes, dear. Yes, yes, yes. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's same old Dale. You know me. Always. You know my mind must have legs with how often it wanders.
I know that you've been stressed ever since. Well, ever since the dragon, but this will be a good home for us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely it will. And I think he's going to walk back over. I think I'm going to walk back over to the captain and just say, like, all right, captain, Operation Green Thumb is a go. I'll spread those seeds when you're ready.
He hands that handful of seeds over to you, very carefully making sure each seed lands in your hand. Whenever you're ready, Dale.
Yeah, and I think I'm assuming that as Dale, I've still got that same kind of advanced mark that I had last time on the airship. And so I'm going to do it. I'm just going to raise my right hand up about eye level, looking kind of right at my palm, and cast Gust to blow these seeds out, hopefully pretty gently. I'm not trying to blast these seeds across the entire continent. Just kind of a gentle breeze to settle these seeds where they have the best chance of germinating into these tall trees.
Roll a perception check.
19 plus 2, 21.
With a 21, you notice as the seeds scatter in the wind that the wizard is feeding the ape with a bottle, and inside the bottle it looks similar to the potion that was infusing the seeds. You can overhear that he's whispering to the ape, you're going to be the progenitor of an amazing species. You're going to do great things, Aya. And he walks the ape over to the tree, and it begins to climb slowly up this like giant redwood looking tree. And when he turns around, you recognize that this is a very young ramshackle. And then you wake up.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons, a fantasy audio drama.
Ambush!
For all intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
The Sunless.
Down.
Our young heroes, bound by love and kinship, are forced on a quest to discover the truth behind the magic of dragons. Seek those that stole it before their world itself is destroyed by the growing power of the Dark Army.
Come with us. Don't just wait here for death.
I won't lose you, my friend.
Take us below them.
Hold on.
You better answer me.
What was your name again?
The Blue Flame has a great risk, correct?
Are you sure, Sophie? I foresee a path you can understand, let alone tread. But you will have to walk yourself.
I am no stranger to being alone. I know it better than anything else.
Dice Tower Theater, the Good Hand production, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Wake and remember the first thing you sense. As your first clue.
Hey, y'all, this is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got two quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead, I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people. Picture them in your mind, come up with a sweet little list. Open up your texts, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
In the morning, everyone wakes up. It is damp inside of this little hut. You can hear some paddling from the canoes in the little river that flows through this village. But everybody seems to be here. Leadhead, however, is not.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He out having breakfast.
Can we roll something to find Leadhead or intuit where he is?
Roll for Leadhead.
Sue is very concerned.
Yeah, sure. Roll perception.
Oh,
sure.
Is this an all skate?
Sure.
I mean, I'm concerned.
Oh, no.
What about you?
That's a 2 plus 3, 5 for Sue.
6 minus 1, 5 for Fiddles.
Ooh.
16 plus 3, 19.
7 plus 5, 12 for Donnie.
I think Glint got a 19 because Glint, I've been up for a while. I had another dream about another dream that seemed to be more than a dream and did not go back to sleep after.
Well, when you woke up, you notice Leadhead sneaking out of the cabin with a 19. I think you would have been able to tell that he wasn't so much trying to not attract attention as he was worried that everyone else would wake up and he would disturb their sleep.
Oh, he's being kind and thoughtful.
Well, I sort of feel like first on the docket for today should be finding the hungry vampire. Anyone else? Is that just a me
thing?
That
sounds like a great idea. Yeah. No. Sounds like a good idea. Can I also roll for a neck? Like, did something happen when I was asleep? Leadhead wouldn't do that, would he?
Roll for neck.
Roll for neck.
You don't have any bite marks on your neck.
Whoa, hey. All right, can I give it? I'm gonna give a look. Actually, before we head out, let me look around. Does that perception before work, or do I get to roll again?
Sure, you can use that one. It doesn't seem like anybody has a bite on their neck.
What?
What do my 19 eyes see about people's necks?
It seems like everyone is biteless.
Is anybody
what do my eight eyes
glittery?
See?
Glittery.
I do have a question for you. Gage, where are Cornelius and Mezcal? They kind of have this thing where when I'm not looking at them, they disappear.
That's a great question. You have no idea where they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As this is the first moment that you've decided to realize that they're not with you.
Guys, do you remember Cornelius and Mezcal?
No.
From the vampire boat. They're my first homies before you all became my homies. number one, do exist. I forgot about them until now. And number two, I don't know where they are. And yeah. I would be lying if I told you I wasn't at least somewhat worried about them. Either their intentions are nefarious or their mortality might be in danger.
Maybe their bodies are bloodless. Is that what you're worried about?
Yes. Yeah, like a Capri Sun.
Honestly, if they're a snack for our buddy. Yeah, no, that's bad. I see it in all of your faces. And I also think it's bad.
Yeah, sounds would be so awful if they if they were gone for the sake of. For our captain. That would really
Fiddlesticks
stink.
Locks eyes with Donnie and just like a knowing like, yes.
Real bad.
Yeah, it really would be terrible.
It'd be, better them than the capybara around here, right, Sue?
Don't get her started on that.
I mean, y'all know how I feel about capybaras. They are nature's angels.
I tried to cap me a bara and she kept me from it, but...
The only cappy I'm afraid of is the cappy of that pirate ship.
Aww.
You hear a loud crunch, and you can turn and see that Snaps is munching on something.
Come on now.
Oh, is Snaps
is
okay?
Is it on two elves? The crunch is bones.
Snaps pulls something shiny, I guess, out of a little bag and is chewing on leftover grilled cricket.
Wait, didn't it give us like the runs?
Roll for runs.
Is that a constitution save?
I think it's a constipation save.
Does Snaps and I have the same character sheet?
No, he doesn't. No, Snaps is fine. He seems to not be too worried about it.
Donnie's going to follow. Can he go check on Cap'n?
Yeah, whenever, I imagine Glint tells you that he heard him like being careful sneaking out last night. You can go outside and you see your boat docked not too far away. And through the little hole in the door of the cabin that you built, you see he's huddled up inside.
Oh.
Leonard, how you holding up there, Captain? You doing okay, man? I'm sorry we've kind of fallen short there on getting you some dine.
Nope, not doing too hot.
Oh.
Leadhead, is there anything that we can, like, substitute in the meantime?
I mean, we could try something. I tried one of the crickets, and it didn't go down too well.
I know crickets do have blood, because we did Google that last time, Fantasy Google. But
we did. We asked a genie named Google answered our riddles.
But I can't imagine that there's a lot in there. So I'm making it my priority today to make sure that you're taken care of.
I'm there with Thanks. You. You ever partake in an animal? Like besides a humanoid? I don't know if we've asked you that yet, Lit.
I've tried. We had pretty good rations back on the boat. But if there are any spare miscreants or criminals...
Gotta tell you, that word coming out of your mouth is the biggest surprise I've had in this whole journey.
I'm well-versed in miscreants.
This is great.
They're everywhere.
Hey, real talk. Donnie, can Donnie, like, look around? Are there any miscreants in camp?
Are we going to go just raid Chameleon Jail?
I mean, you can't see Chameleon Jail. All the huts look somewhat the same.
It's Why don't camouflaged? We go ask the chameleons?
Oh, I thought that was like a chameleon joke. That's my bad. You can't see Chameleon Jail. It blends in.
You know, so far, the... like primary meeting hut. This is like a longhouse. And then you know Krent's store from the sign in front that says Krent's store.
Do you guys think the general store sells like Capri Sun blood bags?
I'm down for some retail therapy, yeah.
All right, Lit, hey, we'll be back. Anything else we can pick up for you while we're at the store?
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking for new earrings.
Oh, yeah.
These ones belong to my old crew, and it just feels somewhat inappropriate now.
Fiddlestick steps back to Leadhead real quick as we walk away and says,
out of curiosity, what's your favorite color, my man?
Oh, I really like aqua.
Perfect. Aww.
Say no more.
Everyone, when you're over by the boat, make a perception check.
Can we pick a skill I'm good at one time? Oh, never mind. That's a nat 20.
Oh, nice.
I see everything at
once.
That's
a shitical fail.
Oh, no. 18 plus 3, 21 for Sue.
Ooh. 2 plus 3, 5.
10 plus 5, 15 for Donnie.
Sue and Fiddles, you spot two straws poking out of the water. Both of you would know that amongst the halflings and the other folk of this side of the world, it is a common way to disguise yourself while underwater by using a special reed that has a hole through the middle that allows you to breathe through the surface of the water.
Robin Hood and Little John style.
Exactly.
So nobody get alarmed, but there are two people hiding under the water right by our boat. So just act casual. I just want to ask, what do we want to do about it?
And also, I saw it.
Ridley, who rolled a critical failure on his perception, said, guys, where are you? Ah, I got halfway through a blink. I forgot.
Can one of our big strong guys yank a couple of little guys out of the water?
Snaps has a pebble and is like making the arc.
Ooh. Let's get a couple of Arcano cores.
Yeah,
just blast them.
Toss it in there.
Let's go fishing.
My whip has a 10-foot reach.
Is there a way to perhaps solve this without inciting violence in the middle of the chameleon camp? We're missing two crewmates, right? Two half elves who I remember exists. I remember periodically that they exist, and now that I remember they exist, they are missing. And there are two straws in the water.
While Glint is talking, Fiddles throws one of the pebbles that Snaps had and tries to hit the straw.
Roll the hit like you're shooting your bow.
That is a 22.
Nice. It goes straight down the one on the left, and you hear some thrashing and see Mezcal come up, and he is trying to cough out the pebble in his throat.
Can I do a pruney check? How long have they been under that water? Are they just like so wrinkly?
They're very pruney.
They turned old.
You fool. You've disrupted our disguise.
But yeah. Baby, who are you hiding from?
They like look around. The chameleon folk.
Yeah.
They can detect magic.
They're actually pretty cool so far.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're chill.
Do you think that the magic like stops underwater?
Yes. It is better than walking into their camp. Who knows who is watching? They could have to infiltrators and spies among them.
Hell, not anymore.
Oh my God, I thought they were smart this whole time.
I'd say the infiltrators are past tense, unless two reed-sucking Yankees were going to do anything about it.
Yeah, go Giant.
They like look around. And say, if it does not bother you, we will go back to what we were doing. And
sure.
Okay.
Are y'all going to come back on the boat with us when we leave?
Yes, we will catch up to you. Do not fear.
Okay.
All right.
We have magic that you could not possibly understand.
Okay. I'm sure y'all do.
I swear I will never understand. I got a good,
bless
good,
your
good,
heart.
Good feeling about that.
Unlikely.
It's close-up magic. It's cards.
They both submerge again, and as you guys walk across these boardwalks to the general store, you open the door and you see that Krent is wearing a smock that it's been like carved into the leather. It says Krent's Goods with a Z at the end.
Of which, of Krent's or of Goods? Which, where's the Z? This is so important.
Both,
for my
both, 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 both.
Mm, the first one.
Ah, yeah. Krent's Goods.
My friends, it is so good to see you in the warmth of my own shop. How can I help you today? Are you looking for goods? Are you looking for Krent's?
Wait, is a Krent something we can buy?
Oh, yes. And he opens a display case.
Fiddles covers his eyes.
And there are deviled eggs inside of a little like makeshift egg crate that's made out of, it looks like a bird's nest.
Well, now you have to tell me about these. What are they? Where do they come from?
A traveler showed me this recipe where you take the milk of the gods.
What gods?
This is a great question.
These are non-denominational deviled eggs.
Yes. The gods that you serve, yes, and you mix that with the magic of the swamp, and you put it with eggs that hatch from a chicken. But you must purify them with powerful cleric magic, and you get deviled eggs that have since been healed.
Wouldn't they be like angel eggs?
No, this is nonsense.
Oh, do deviled eggs have blood in them?
Perhaps, if you consider it one way or another.
Nope, I need it one way.
What is yolk, if not pre-blood?
Okay, somebody else.
Oh, honestly, it's very good.
Sue is going to ask for. I'm gonna try. Anybody else? Anybody else want to try one or just me?
Wait, you're just gonna slam?
Sure.
Are they free or?
You get three for one copper. He's made this up on the spot.
Amazing. Hey, Fiddles, can I have a copper, please?
Only if I can try one of these weird eggs with you.
Deal.
Done.
All right, Sue buys three of the eggs.
Do I roll for how much Glint likes
Ooh,
it?
Can we roll
thing
for delicious?
The only had to eat were some nachos like a couple of days ago that were way too spicy for him.
Oh, yeah, you didn't eat the bugs.
I rolled for how good Krent was at cooking. You can roll for how much you like it if that's what you want to do.
It feels like constitution save is maybe how much food
that's fair.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a bad sentence, but you know what I mean.
Uh-oh.
13 plus 1, 14
for
Sue.
Good egg.
7 plus 2 is a 9 for Fiddles. Mm. I don't think Fiddles liked it very much.
9 plus 3 is 12 for Glint.
Fiddles likes this the least.
Is there tarragon in this?
Glint, this is food. Sue, as you you eat this egg slowly, you can tell that Krent does not understand mayonnaise, and this is basically unseasoned.
Mm.
So he is
white.
Not great at cooking, but you could certainly improve on this recipe. There is something here.
Now, Crit, are you open to some, like, chef to chef, some constructive criticism? Or is this like a done and done recipe?
There is no refunds as you have eaten the eggs.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't. I'm not looking for my money back. I'm looking for us to build a recipe together for this to grow as we take it to new places.
Hmm. He turns to Ridley and he says, if this is better, do you think I could profit more from it?
If you made better food, could you make more money? Is that the question?
Yes. Could I spike the prices, perhaps?
Above one copper, absolutely. Yeah, I would. And listen, I've been traveling with Sue here for a little bit. I would, if she's offering this advice for free, I would take it.
This is good. Yes, Sue, I would take your chef to chef advice, and that is what I am. In case anyone is curious.
Well, two chefs talking together at the same level.
Amazing.
It's a bummer we're not in the market for hats because this guy's wearing about five.
Have you guys ever considered what deviled eggs from a gas station would taste like?
Oh, oof. Bad. That's so bad.
I was thinking gas station sushi for sure.
Oof, yeah. Oof.
I think Sue will rifle through their pack and pull out some dried green onion, like, and say, okay, now we're just going to chop this up and just sprinkle it on top a little bit. I think it'll really, like, lighten it up and give it some tanginess that it needs.
Yes. Oh, this is a great idea. And perhaps we could smoke a fish and put it on top.
Yeah, perhaps we could.
Fiddles throws his arms up in frustration, like you're just making it worse.
We'll try one my way and one your way, and we'll just.
Donnie, how do I get to look at the inventory? Do I just need to ask Crit, or have you sent something to us that I missed?
Oh, yes. What is it that you're looking for?
Well, I kind of miss having a little bit more armor on. This leather isn't quite doing it for me. I'm not much of a leather guy, I guess. You hold on to any armor, maybe triple XL or magically can fit me.
He like walks around you and says, you are large enough for a heavier set of armor.
Thank you.
He goes to there's like a back room. And he comes out with a metal chest piece. Okay. It's like, I have this, but it took many, many hours of bartering to gather it. So it is not cheap.
Okay, fair enough. What's your price here?
This one will be 300 gold. And I'm giving that to you at a discount. For saving us from the strangers.
Wow, that's wonderful. Man, the life-saving discount seems to be doing not so much. I'm gonna keep walking around. You know, don't have to have armor. I've made it this far, so I'm gonna give a look. Donnie's looking really quick to see, are there any playing cards in here? Like, how popular is the game that Snaps and Glint play?
Forge Fighters? Yeah, do they have any battle packs in here?
They do have a Forge Fighter battle pack in here. He has one, and he says, I see that you're looking at the Forge Fighter cards. This was difficult for me to get, but a passing trader, I bought them from him.
Oh, yeah. Are you at liberty to say who? It's unopened, yeah?
Yeah, unopened, and it is in great condition. I believe this is a newer pack of cards. Mm. It was from, I believe his name was Joseph, and he had a spare pack.
Okay.
At the mention of Forge Fighter cards, Glint's pointy half-elf ears perk up. He's been kind of lurking in the back of the shop, just like looking at the stuff, and now Crint has Glint's. Crint has Glint's attention.
How much is this pack going for here?
I will give it to you for 2 gold.
I saw it for cheaper down the river.
Pretty affordable. maybe I can strike some kind of deal with you here, right?
Okay.
So what if one of the characters from this very famous game, which features real life people and adventurers and all sorts of creatures, it was able to buy this from you, open it up, give all the cards back? How would that feel? Do we lose value there?
I suppose it depends on what cards it has.
Okay. Well, what if they were all signed? What if I could get a signature on there for you?
I suppose that is a good deal for me if I came across the right traders.
Okay. What if you came across one of the cards, one of the faces?
This would...
How does that make you feel?
This would allow me to explode in profits.
Oh, excellent.
He can improve his eggs.
Finally. Hey, you said you found a cheaper deal up the road.
Yeah.
I love that bothers him.
What? Up the river, I believe, I said.
Was it that bastard? The lizard? The bastard?
It was the bastard. Yep.
Those cards were bought with blood. Well, these ones were bought with good business practice.
Does he have more blood? Does he have more blood, though? Like,
that we can use.
Very important question. Does he have bags of blood?
I do feel like we kind of buried the lead here.
Seems like the
Were you saying that euphemistically, or?
No, he... The lizard up the river is a killer. He kills people and takes their goods.
Does he have blood in his body?
Can we buy your blood?
Yeah.
I've never considered this. I did not think I could sell my own blood. Yes, I have blood to spare. What am I going to do with it?
This is amazing.
Roll for medicine.
Meanwhile, Donnie's like trying to be totally honest. Like, Donnie doesn't know too much about the card game. Donnie walks over to Glint. He's like, are you kind of catching what I'm trying to do here for the cards? You've traded these before. Is there some value if these are, I'll sign it however they need me to sign it. If it needs to be Danyark Gushkala or anything else. If I could sign these cards, you'd think he's going to get more of it. I'm just trying to barter a deal for some armor here.
Oh, most certainly. I would say on average, the cards tend to triple in value if they're signed by a subject of the cards, much less Danyak Gashkala, hero of the North, and he kind of elbows you.
Yeah.
He's like, I really think that your fantasy John Hancock on this would really sweeten the pot for old Krent, cowboy.
All right. Well, and long story short, he's trying to barter some kind of deal with Krent to do this. And wants to be able to like do persuasion. It's a haggle tactic, trying to get this cheaper for the armor to not be 300 gold. Like, do we even have that much? How much money do we have?
I think we have a lot more than that. But I didn't total it out, but we have 16 gold plus 3 rubies, 2 sapphires, and a diamond. So however much gold.
Gage said that we can. Sapphires only 50 each. Diamonds are only 100 each.
Is it a blood diamond? Because that could be the answer right there.
Oh my gosh.
It is let me give it a little normal diamond.
So we have 250, 350.
We have 350. Yeah.
We have three plus 366 16. Gold.
366 gold.
Perhaps you buy the cards, we open them, see if there's anything you could sign, and then we could talk from there. You can have the cards for 1 gold. Yeah. One gold for the cards, and then we'll go from there. Okay. So he hands you the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you open them?
Hey, Glint. I'm going to give it to Glint to open.
Sure. This is exciting. There's a secret to the pack. If you open it, if you just pull it and open it from the front and the back, like if it were a bag of chips or something that hasn't been invented yet, almost assuredly, you'll damage the cards inside. You might bend the corners. And so, and he takes it and he bites it between his teeth and he makes a little rip in one of the perforated tops. And he's like, if you open it like this long ways, then you can pull the cards out and they're facing away from you. And so it's a fun little surprise when you turn them around and see who's in the battle pack. And so he opens them his special way.
Love it.
The first card you get is called a wink curse. The card describes that you blind your opponent for a turn. The second card you get is King Galifar, the former king of the Five Nations. The third card you get is a low-quality Dani card. Danyar Gashkala.
Oh, hey-o. Oh,
there we go.
What makes it low-quality?
It's like a one-star common card. It shows Dani.
AI-generated photo.
The picture is of Dani walking away with his head down from something.
Oh,
so his back is to the frame.
Oh
Donnie, look, it's the are you offended? So we call this the sad orc variant. Does this card hurt your feelings to look at? Because it's honestly quite shameful of a pose for a hero.
The described action is called Song of Disgrace.
Glint's just kind of like holding it out to Donnie, making like a yikes face.
I do have to say, as our friend here said, this is a new pack. Not that I sniff my own supply, but I hadn't seen this one before. I have an idea.
15 Donnie cards fall out of his back pocket as he's talking.
My cards!
He signs like over the name of it. Over Disgrace, he signs his own name.
Mm. It's like, oh my goodness, I could sell this. Okay, what was the last card? And you see Snaps like trying to look over your shoulder, Glint. Your last card is, it has been, I don't know the word for this, it has been made holographic through magical means because it glows. It is Lucius.
The fox guy?
The fox guy. The portrait is just the fox mask. And the described action is mysterious dealings.
Mm. Mm.
Well, it's not every day that you open a battle pack featuring two heroes that you know personally.
Snaps, you know Lucius?
For a bit. We ran into him, for sure.
What the heck? What was he like?
I'm pretty sure we owe him like a blood debt.
He told us that he would, I don't think that we've actually told Snaps anything about the vampire stuff, at least that I can remember. Yeah. And so he
seems like a pretty smart kid.
He told us that he would help us with a rather large problem we're all facing if we did him a favor.
Oh my gosh, you got to do it. You got to do the favor, and he's gonna pull a silly little prank on you. You know, you might be missing an arm afterwards, but it'll be painless.
Sorry,
but it will be a legendary story. It will be so great, and I will also be involved in that story somehow.
Does Sue get the feeling that Snaps has like history on Lucius that maybe we don't know because of his knowledge of the cards?
He seems to know like published stories about Lucius based on how he's talking.
Okay. So my armor class is 10 as a bard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to get up in there a little bit closer.
Yeah.
So armor is important to me. I don't want to spend the majority of our gold.
The only other thing I want to buy is blood and a blanket for sweet baby Leadhead.
I have an idea on blood. I'd be down for armor.
I was hoping to take a look at any weapons that he might have, because so far all my attacks are spell slots. And I'm a half caster as an artificer.
Let's look at that first. Let's see what I like bundling stuff, man. We're gonna hold on to the Donnie card for now.
Oh, bundling is great.
Big bundle fan.
Sure.
Yes.
Buy two, save. Buy three, save two. Do you offer any of these sorts of deals, Krent?
Are you thinking more of stabbing, slashing, or bonking? Those are our weapon categories.
Good categories.
Well, I had not considered the verbiage. And Glint pulls his sketchbook. He was up all night kind of drawing in his little book. It's very wet. The pages are like really wiggly and wavy because it's been doused by swamp water, ocean water, river water, and now swamp water. But he's painstakingly dried it out. He opens to a page in about the middle and he turns it and holds it out to Krent. And he's like, do you you have anything like this? And at the top of the page, he's written one of the logic puzzles from Ramshackle's book. The puzzle says a man has 53 socks in his drawer, 21 identical blue, 15 identical black, and 17 identical red. The lights are out and he is completely in the dark. How many socks must he take to make it 100% certain he has at least one pair of black socks? And he's drawn up a bunch of socks and colored them in with different colors. Oh, Krent, I'm sorry. That's something I was working on. This is the wrong page. And he turns the page.
Oh my gosh.
We got lots of socks. I can't read though, so I don't worry. I didn't read the secrets.
He turned the page and he's sketched a couple of swords. These sort of look like a scimitar, a slightly curved blade, but very minimal in terms of cross guard. It's a very calls to mind the waves of the ocean with the way that the blade curves.
Oh my goodness. Yes, like an Elvish sword. Yes.
Yes.
I have one back here. And he goes back there in the back of the shop. He comes back with a couple of, there's like three sheathed swords. One of them is a short sword. There's a longer version of that. And then there is
that called a longsword?
Yes. And then there is a rapier, which has a larger crossguard and a wider blade.
Krent, I've thought about it, and I do believe I would prefer the short sword.
Oh, then this one is for you. And he kind of displays the short sword out to you on both hands. I am willing to part with this for 5 gold pieces for this.
Krent, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Standing in your shop right now is Donyar Gashkala, hero of the North. He has signed a Forge Fighter card, but he's not given it to you. You can't sell it because it's ours. We might take it and sell it. We might go up the river and sell it to the bastard.
Ah, the bastard.
And he could sell it in his shop for lots of money. What say we work out a trade?
I mean, well, let's bundle then. He like looks at everyone and says like, bundle, bundle, bundle.
Fiddlestick starts to chant with him.
Bundle, bundle, bundle.
Glint turns over his shoulder. Anybody else want anything?
Blood.
Donnie, want that armor?
Blood.
Is your blood still armor on the table? Yeah.
Armor and blood.
In the interest of bundling, Ridley brings up two blankets and holds them out to Sue. And like, which color?
Is there an aqua blanket?
I was going to say, I know our baby boy's favorite color is aqua. Aqua, that one.
Krentz, where's your jewelry?
My jewelry.
Oh, does he have one of those like spinning things?
Do you have a spinning kiosk with earrings, necklaces, and the like?
Sunglasses.
Do you have a keychain with my name on it?
It's all very cheap.
That's fine.
Maybe metal jewelry. And it's on one of the little spinny things. Yeah.
Is there like an aqua pair of earrings?
There is. It is not made with any sort of like jewel or anything like that. It looks like
it's just made with blue.
It might turn your ears aqua.
It makes
like that kind of jewelry.
Circle, and he's tried to imitate what like a turquoise or something like that would look like by painting it blue. It's not very good paint either.
Fiddles tosses those in with the blankets and the armor and the sword and everything else.
Okay, good. I will give this all to you in exchange for the card and 100 gold.
Oops. Sort of seems like that's a little steep for the quality here. I see some scuffs on this armor and the sword does not look new.
I mean, here's the thing.
Don't forget about the blood.
If the king walks in, maybe he'll sign one of these other cards, you know?
That's
like,
true.
You could still get some value there if
Donnie,
he happens to visit your shop.
He's been dead for a while, Donnie.
That's the point.
Either Donnie or Fiddles can roll a persuasion here.
You definitely want me to roll persuasion.
Fiddles has a little boost.
I have a plus 9.
Persuasion. Whoa! Never mind. I'm plus 8. I thought I had it.
We can both roll, right? I mean, we're both talking.
Let's get one of you to roll first and we will go from there.
The bar does the deals.
Get it.
It's only fair.
Come on,
Donny.
It's only fair.
The bar does the deals.
The bar does the deals.
And we're all chanting that behind Donny.
2 plus 8. That's a 10.
Oh, no.
It's like,
you know, the king could walk in. So.
Your argument makes sense, but Krent says we don't have many people in the swamps who participate in Forge Fighters, and I am not the one who needs the armor.
Well, buddy, someone's got to hold me back. I was like, you could. I could help you need the armor in about two
easy,
seconds.
Easy, Donnie. Easy, Donnie. Fiddles puts a hand on Donnie's chest and just says, Krentz, I think you're forgetting about the power of good word of mouth. I mean, Ridley, you're a businessman. Is there anything more powerful for a business than simply the positive review of a satisfied customer?
I've heard Facebook ads are good.
Yeah, you can't beat that. But he doesn't come by to draw you that often. Ridley is going to kind of puff up his chest as the guy who saved their village yesterday. In a circle of fire after shooting a rage potion and not pooping his pants in front of them.
Retweet.
Is there a way to help this role with a intimidation check behind him?
What? How do you intimidate?
It's like, yeah, good word of mouth is good. Also a door that's still on its hinges is pretty good for business too.
Yes.
And you're just kind of eyeing it, looking big.
Roll an intimidation check.
Come on.
That'll work. A 3 + 7.
But most important to remember is the word of mouth part.
Well, the chameleon folk don't love doors. I've heard there is a list going around about this. Have you heard of this? Speaking of word of mouth?
Craigslist.
Well, I'm interested in starting my own list. Called Krent's Lists.
And, that sounds great.
And I've had some, I had Brawl scribe down some of the things that I have good. So, Fiddles, make a persuasion check here.
I think that'll cover it. That's
oh my God.
14 plus 9, 23.
Oh, we own the store now.
We will make an exchange of goods. You agree to pass out my list.
Done.
And throw in one of those ties and we will be even. Shelled one, do you have a spare tie?
Flashback. Oh no. Just kidding.
Ridley's dad is giving him his first ever tie. Ridley hatched on the shore. He has to make it to sea before the seals come.
This tie was woven out of the those plastic things that hold 6 packs of cans
and straws.
I saved thousands of turtles. Ridley is like, guys, this is we could go to the bastard down the river. But as he's kind of grumbling to himself, he is taking off the tie, and he, Krentz, do you know how to tie a full Windsor? This tie needs to be in a full Windsor. I'm going to slip it off. You're going to mess it up. I'm going to slip it off over my head. Hold, and he just tries to keep it tied and slip it off. And with a big sigh, hands it over.
It's like, I will reverse engineer this and soon I will be known for the tie. He tucks it into his apron. It's like, this is good. How do you plan on drawing my blood? This is my only...
So, I have a question, and this could be... I don't mean to be ignorant. If a Lysel folk was to lose their tail, does it grow back the way that, like, a regular lizard does?
Oh, the little ones, yes. Yes, however, it is unpredictable... if it will resemble the previous one. So it could grow back and have different scales.
I mean, your current one sucks.
We've been talking about it. It's getting a little warm. Could be nice, you know, kind of like a haircut, but for your ass.
An ass cut.
The primary difficulty with that is that it is very important for my swimming. And, you know, if I can't go... bog diving for goods, then I'm sort of stuck with what I
have. Could you toss a tie back there for a minute?
Have you ever tried swimming with a tie?
I have not, no.
Oh, brother, I've been swimming with ties since I couldn't fit in my shell. I mean, but you're gonna love swimming in a tie. I've never had a tail like yours. I just got this little stumpy guy, but I'm gonna say, it's like dead to rights. So much. It's such a better experience. I am trying to lie.
Okay, let's get a persuasion check.
Oh my god.
Mayhaps can I say that I'm lying and it's a deception check?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Since that for sure won't work. Yep. Okay.
16.
Let me roll insight for Krint. Okay. He says, you know what? I don't know what you need blood for, but you did save the village. And this is sort of my sacrifice as a new converted Fishtian. So,
praise be.
I heard that your god died on a hook, and this is my sort of metaphorical sacrifice. So,
go forth and swim no more. And I'm gonna, I'm gonna rip his tail off with my hands. What?
Wait, you have an axe, don't you?
Oh, I was,
a glaive.
I think if Ridley's trying to do that, Donnie just like gives him a bear hug, like just hugs Krintz into his chest to kind of give
some leverage
hold back. And like if Ridley's trying to.
Fiddles has covered his eyes again.
Rips it off.
I don't know. That's what happens when I pick up a salamander. Okay. That's a 13 for with a glaive slash.
Yep, that cuts it off. He screams. It's like, does anyone have any bandage or healing
magic? Can I? Yes, I would like to.
We grab some from the shelves. Say, we need bandages.
Throw that into the bundle. Throw that in with.
No, sorry, Sue. Go ahead.
Sue will use healing word. I will spend a spell slot on. We have like run him through the ringer. He deserves a little heal. I will use. Yeah, I'll heal him.
The blood dries on his stump there.
But my stump is flowing, right?
Stump is flowing. Yep.
Stump.
There's blood all over the floor.
Can we also like scoop that up?
We got to get this blood to our buddy. Do you have any vials you could throw in?
No.
Throw it.
I don't have any vials.
Imagine if this is what going to Kroger was like.
Bartering.
Excuse me, Krogerman. I need your arm.
Ridley would like to hold this tail. Straight up, try and keep as much of the blood in there, and
like
then
a big ice cream cone.
Sprint to the boat.
Yeah, let's get it there.
Is the town like bustling right now?
I mean, people are like on swimming, or I guess chameleon folk are swimming through and everything.
We have permission.
Okay, I'm good. No, I'm gonna cast. Hold on, what's that marine layer? Which surrounds me and anybody that wants to run with me in a dense fog. Because I just lied this guy out of his ass, and I don't want to be running through town.
We've got the stuff too, right? Has everyone, who's all gone with Ridley?
Yeah, y'all got the stuff. He took the card.
Let's all leave.
Cool. Donnie's the last one out. He's like, sorry, friend. I thought I'd have a little more time for this. If you want to buy, don't get cold feet. Clean out your pockets. Grab your goods, Crince, and repeat. And he just runs out. To follow. Like, he's like, Crince, and repeat, like, over his shoulder. And then just runs out. He's like, that's for free.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's incredible.
Fiddlesticks is just throwing these flyers out of the cloud.
Yes, like, for sure. I'm handing them to people right next to the shop, for sure.
What the? There's like a stack of 20 lists. What the party does not hear or see is that when all of you run out, Krent watches Donnie sprinting away and is like, if I was literate, I would have written that down. As you guys get to the boat, you see that there is a chameleon folk sitting on his roof playing a guitar, and there's some like fish that have gathered. But you guys get to the boat, and Leadhead has his face pressed to the little hole on the door.
It smells like you guys got me something.
Like a little dog in the fence?
Yep.
Do we? Yeah.
So yo, Leadhead, we got you some tail from town.
We got you some earrings. Nah, just kidding. Here's, yeah, please live. Do you just sip it? Do I need to hold it up to the hole, or?
If you just open the door and slide it in, I'll take care of the rest. I'm kind of shy, so if you guys could look away.
Aww.
I'm going to give him privacy 100%.
Fiddles just turns the other 100%. Direction.
Sue will plug their ears.
There's so much slurping going on in there.
Oof.
This will take me a little bit. The blood flows a little slow, probably on account of it being cold. But so you guys continue doing whatever it is you need, and I'll be better in a little bit.
So did we spend any money, or did we just somehow convince him?
That was a fair trade. Yep.
A trade. Wow. Fair is in quotes, but yeah.
We're playing kind of criminals, right?
We're pirates.
The chameleon folk that's on top of the roof playing his little guitar looks at you guys and gives a little wink as the fish kind of swim around in the water.
Hey, guys, did you see the stranger wink? Strangers winking is bad.
Donnie, you have one of those stringy things, right? Yeah. Do you recognize this song that he's playing?
Can I roll history?
Sure.
9 plus 6, 15.
He is singing a genre of music called river polka.
Mm-hmm.
And it is specifically known to come from this region, and it was originally created to subdue local critters. And you can see that it is in action as wildlife seems to be paying attention.
I do recognize that, Glint. He is playing Lizzo. A famous river polka musician.
Right, sure.
Bit controversial, but the fish still like it.
They don't know. They can't read Facebook.
The fish don't have the internet.
Donnie wants to come talk to him. Can I go talk to him?
Yeah. As you approach, he gives you smiles and says, good eye.
Hello, friend. I love the polka you're playing here today. It seems you've got quite a school of followers. Where'd you learn that?
Growing up around here, you just sort of pick it up one way or another. Come from a long line of tamers, just entertaining the locals.
That's amazing, man.
See, there's an anaconda like wriggling through the water.
Oh, well, hey.
Don't want none.
I think he's got buns.
What's your name, friend? I'm Donnie.
It's great to meet you, Donnie. They call me Thallus.
Thallus, man, are you kind of... You coming, or are you going, or you staying?
A little bit of all of it, but it looks like you're going up the river, right, to the cross?
Yeah, we're headed up there to see about a hag.
Oh, some of the locals don't like her too much, but I find her quite charming. Her name's Jody.
Jody? Anything you can... tell me about Jody that I might need to know as me and my friends head on up there to go see him?
Well, if you haven't heard too much, I'm glad to be the first one talking to you because the locals think that she does a little bit of witchery, a little bit of mischievery, but really she just cares for the animals, and she's got a little farm going.
What's she farming up there, do you know?
Alchemy ingredients, but she does take care of the animals who come by. She's somewhat of a collector. Yeah, but again, don't listen to the locals. I'm sure if you mention it to them, or as you get closer, you might hear some of the folk saying that she, like, eats children and...
Right, sure.
Casts it's curses bound to come. On...
Yeah, hags, right?
Yeah. You know,
it's unfortunate. Unfortunate. Stereotypical kind of stuff. Anything special... You know, that we could send her way? Is there anything around you or maybe anybody listening to you right now here in the swamp that might be a nice little gift that we can give to make sure we don't have to roll for initiative or anything?
Oh, yeah. And he kind of looks around and gives a whistle, and a lime green bullfrog kind of hops over
swims over and hops onto the shore. This is my pal Robert. And Rob here has always wanted to go join the collection with Jody. They say she's a right good woman and has a great reputation amongst the bullfrogs. So if you wouldn't mind, take him up the river and he would love to join. Isn't that right, Robert? And Robert, his gullet expands with a, I can't make a frog noise, just a
throaty Robert, rib. Try.
Yeah. I don't even think I
You have to try. You do have to.
It kind of expands with a, hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my handsome
Robert has a top hat.
Yeah, friend. Happy to. Come on over, Robert.
Robert takes one leap from the shore to the boat. It's about a 25-foot jump.
Sick. Fiddles feels weird about this.
You can make an insight check.
I'm bad at that. Let's go. Oops.
Oh my god.
That's a nat one minus one for a zero.
Fiddles, you've learned that
Fiddles is facing the wrong direction.
They are nothing if not shady. And literally across the river from Dallas's shack is another shack that has fog coming out the door. And you hear her, or you hear a chameleon folk in there telling a child about how terrible the Hag of Crossfork is.
I got that with a nat one.
That's what you were able to insight. So I can imagine looking at Dallas, you are distrustful.
Hey, everybody. Apropos of nothing, I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
Carry on.
Right.
Donnie, I suppose I'll see you on the road.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you.
Yeah, good day to you. Okay.
Glint has laid the sword and the like. The scabbard and belt and everything came with it, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So he's laid that out on the ground, and he is trying to use the point of the sword to make a new little hole in the belt because he's too small to wear the belt as it came by. But he gets it to fit, and he puts it on, and it's still kind of loose and hanging off of him. And then I think he's going to just... He's going to look at Ridley.
Is there... I've never used one of these or anything like it. Is there a trick to this?
Belts?
Swords. Swinging them.
Is there a trick to this? You know, at some point it'll click. Why don't... Once we get out here on the water, you cool if I maybe show you a few things?
I would like that very much. Thank you.
And he kind of like pops his shoulder, like rolls his shoulders a little bit and tries to stand really straight while this sword that is way too heavy for him is like pulling him off to the side a little bit.
For now, keep it where it is.
Keep it where it is. Keep it where it is. Got it. Perfect. I can handle that.
It's crazy that you have a bag of bombs and I am more worried about this sword, but that's where we are.
If anyone wants to do their level up in the village, they should go ahead.
So I think before everybody gets on the boat to leave, Fiddlesticks is just going to kind of take an opportunity to slip back to the cabin that they all shared. Just in a moment of privacy, is going to step up to the mirror that was gifted. Mm-hmm. And I think the level up comes from... So the level 5 level up for a rogue is fun because of the simplicity of it. So basically all that really changes besides like HP is a rogue gets something called uncanny dodge at level 5, which basically means that any melee attack against me, I can half the damage within a certain set of parameters, which is great. But also my sneak attack adds an additional 1d6 die to the roll. Gets pretty gnarly in terms of just raw damage output. And I like to think that in an in-world sense, it just comes from like reps, confidence growing in like, okay, I've been doing this. I've been getting good at this. I've been with people that are good at what they do. And just by that nature, you get better at the things that you do. So I think that's my level up is just more than anything, a confidence boost of a willingness to push harder, to hit harder, to go faster. But because of that confidence boost, I think in this moment of isolation, I think Fiddlesticks looks at himself in the mirror and takes in just everything that he sees, takes in the eye color change, takes in the way he looks and what he sees in himself, and just takes a big deep breath. And while making eye contact with himself in the mirror, just says, "Hey, you've got this. Whatever's next, I do genuinely think you've got this. And I don't really care if the mirror does any magic. You've got this." And turns to leave.
Before you leave, the mirror glows. Whiffs of magic shroud you for a moment. And you get temp HP for the day equal to the stat boost of your choosing. So like if your dex is nice. +3 and that's what you want to use, you'd get 3.
Yeah, that is what I use. HP.
Glint, what did you do to level up?
Well, I didn't sleep is what happened. I was up all night. I had that horrible nightmare, which wasn't really so much a nightmare this time as just a dream that felt more than a dream. But he's mostly been just drawing in his little sketchbook over and over again on a couple of pages. The same page where he drew that sword that he showed to Krent a second ago. He has drawn 2 sets of runes. I just sent those in the Zoom chat. And those are runic symbols that he learned from an old mentor boss that he had, a dwarf named Franton. And he's drawn those over and over again, kind of in the margins of his book, on the same page where the sword is. And they are the runes for the words fury and the words safety.
Okay. Anybody else who's going to be in the village?
Yeah, I had thought mine happened in the fight.
Okay, cool. That's fine then. Yeah. Sue, Donnie, do you want to do it in the village, or are you doing that as the boat goes to the Cross Fork?
I am sending you a message right now, kind of what I'm thinking. Mine can be on the boat for sure.
Okay. As the boat takes off, you hear some thumps. And if you were to look at the tail end of the boat, you see that Mezcal and Cornelius are like, they seem to be like sticking to the boat like lizards.
Like
and they
barnacles.
Both just like thump themselves into the boat. And they turn you into that.
Good swim, guys.
This is good that we all escaped without harm done to us. Despite the ill intentions of the chameleon folk.
Wait, is the magic that is beyond our wildest dreams that you have sticky hands?
This is a spell that you could not comprehend.
Is it spider climb?
It is a variant of spider climb.
But that you couldn't comprehend.
That is.
Can I make an arcana check against them?
It is significantly more complex. Yeah, make an arcana check.
That's what that spell's called, right?
That's a crit. I critted that arcana check on them.
Yes! They're lying. It's just spider climb.
you.
Very
it's just
good.
Spider climb. It's just spider climb, right?
Mezcal looks at you and says, "Nuh-uh."
Fiddles runs in to Grant right. And just whispers and goes, "You're supposed to be their homie."
You know what? It's not.